Good morning, 97.1. Hope your commute's a little better than ours coming in today.
Yeah, I'm curious as to, I mean, the road crews have obviously been out there. Temperatures warmed up a little bit. And if you are contemplating when to shovel your driveway, do it now, because I do believe colder temperatures are arriving tonight. And if you don't, this wet snow is going to turn into a very thick sheet of ice on your driveway.
It's not even winter yet. Like, technically.
Okay.
Heather's nodding her head.
Technically, it's not.
It's not technically winter, but you may already be sick of it.
Yes, the shortest day of the year is approaching, and pretty soon we actually start to get more
sunlight.
Minutes of sunlight.
Yeah. How was your commute in today?
It sucked. It was bad. I didn't know it was going to be as bad as it was. I mean, I saw the schools being canceled last night, but when I went to bed, it hadn't started to snow yet. So I was shocked when I saw how much snow was on the driveway. Nothing had been done really in the area by my house, like the main roads there. 75, there was still only like one lane that everyone was using that was clear, where you could see the lane. Everything else was covered in snow. It was not fun.
It didn't start falling until later at night.
Yeah, it started coming down around 10 o'clock. And I think it started to slow down. It was still snowing a little bit when I left this morning. There's some areas of patchy, you know, snow, but it was, I think, for the most part, done right around 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yet by 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm still driving through stretches of snow. I mean, some of it was paved. Other stretches you were all right.
Yeah,
but we're gonna lock in.
Yeah. Up.
Yeah.
I mean, I was counting the number of cars in the ditches as I was.
Oh, how many did
here.
You get up to?
6.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I only saw one coming from the Canton Plymouth area.
And I do wonder, they were just going too fast and maybe not paying attention or stopping too hard, because everyone was driving appropriately. I didn't see anyone doing things like, ooh, you should slow down. Like, people were going slow, and to see the cars facing the wrong direction with their lights staring at me, it's like, well, something. You either had to swerve quickly, you braked too fast, or you were driving too quickly.
Right, yeah. Sometimes it's not the people that are going the reasonable speed.
Oh,
it's the ones that are going way too slow.
Oh,
and
that's
then all
true.
Of a sudden you come up on them and you do have to brake. And other times it's just a matter of getting stuck in, because this is a wet, slushy snow. You can get stuck in the slush, and then all of a sudden, hey, it moves you one way. I'm not going to try and say the drop that I had earlier. It can.
This is good.
Can you fill in the blank for me?
This is great. Yes. I want to see how you do this.
It can shift you from the path that you were originally traveling. You get stuck in that slush, and all of a sudden, you're going a different direction, and sometimes that's what causes the spin out.
Yeah, you don't want to get jerked around.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a lot of people making their drive in today going, I'm already over winter and it hasn't even started. Are you in that camp? 248-539-9797.
No.
No, me either.
Bring on the snow. I haven't even got a chance to play in it yet. Like, only one time have I been sledding.
Oh, really?
I haven't been skiing yet. I haven't been out in the snow. No, like, bring on the snow. It's just starting. I'm not sick of it at all.
I'm not sick of it either. We've been on the sled a couple of times, and we've been out playing in the snow. Teddy has been making a ton of snow angels. Mm-hmm. We've had snowball fights, multiple snowmen, and today is going to be a great snowman day.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a monster snowman day.
I think you want to have a white Christmas, so I'm not over this. I want to have a snowy Christmas morning, and we live in Michigan. We have all four seasons. Mm-hmm. I like all four seasons. There does get to a point, though, and it's probably about late January, where you're like, all right, I'm done with this.
The hardest thing for me is the fact that there is rarely any sunshine, and that makes the days
short,
gloomy and short. Right. Like, it's just, it makes you depressed. I can handle the snow and the cold if there's sunlight.
I can handle the snow and the cold if I get to play in it. And winter is my favorite season. I like to ski. I like to snowmobile. My favorite winter activity is ice fishing. I just don't get to do it enough. So, yeah, there's a point in time where I'm like, okay, I'm over it just because I don't get to play in it. But if I got a chance to play in it, when I lived up north, it was, you know, all the way until mid-March. And I was disappointed when ice finally, you know, broke off the lake.
I'd say the two biggest drawbacks to snow, or the winter, one, when the roads aren't cleared, because that's gonna danger, it's a safety issue. And the second is the wind. If it wasn't windy, you could kind of deal with it just being cold out and go do your business. when the wind makes it feel like your face hurts, that's the drawback of winter. No,
yeah, I don't mind the I don't mind anything. Winter, you throw as much of it as you possibly can at us.
Okay,
I can't stand the wind. Like, that's the part I hate. I am getting sick of this already a little bit because it's kind of been a little relentless. Like for early winter, usually I have warm ups and it melts or you know, it's been constant. That's like if it wasn't for Christmas, because I do want a white Christmas, I'd already be tapping out a little bit. I don't know. My commute this morning was awful. I'm looking at the traffic map right now. If you're north of 96, the roads look like they're in pretty bad shape still, or the traffic's bad. I know they're not as bad as they were earlier for us, but I got to tell you, 696 East from 275, I was white knuckling, and I haven't white knuckled in years. I have new tires on the front. I have front wheel drive. I was surprised how easily I could, if I was two handed, 10 and twos.
So when I leave my house in the morning, the street has obviously not been plowed in our neighborhood, and there's a certain calmness and quietness that the snow brings. And breaking trail through my neighborhood I just think it's awesome. And there is this quiet, even it dampens the road noise, everything, and you could kind of feel the snow cracking underneath your tires, breaking underneath your tires. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I love all that stuff. Like seriously, I'm just saying that we've had quite a few snowfalls for this early in the winter, and we haven't had that in many years. Early.
Yeah. It's not like the winters of our youth when we have to walk to school both ways and it's uphill.
Let's get to Ken. Ken, how's your morning, Ben? What do you think of this?
Hey, I'm sick of the snow. Very sick of it. Tell John, unless you have to work out here, it doesn't bother you. But when you have to go out here and plow snow every morning, it really blows.
Well, so when I was up north, I used to plow, every day.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes. And I loved plowing snow.
You could keep up with it every day?
Oh, sure. I mean, I didn't have anything to do up there. It was just a matter of, can I get to the boat launch? You know?
When you have to do 23 buildings and parking lots.
I get that.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I get that. Especially today when it's really wet and it's heavy. It's a bear on your truck. That's for sure.
Well, it's not my truck. It's the school district's truck, but at least it's a little better because the school's not in. I'll have to have it done by 7 in the morning.
Yeah. Right. There you go. Well, be safe.
Yeah, be safe out there, Ken. Yeah,
appreciate you listening and calling.
Manny in Southfield.
Hello? Hello.
Good morning, Manny. How are you?
Hey, what's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Of course.
Big time. I just want to get it real quick. I'm with Heather all the way. Bring on the snow. I love the winter. I love the cold. I'd rather be cold than hot, boys. I ain't gonna lie. I'd rather be cold than hot.
Oh, I'm 100% with you. Are you a big guy?
No. Skinny man. By 1:30, soaking wet.
Okay.
But I want to say that because when you hot, you can't do nothing about it. You can't get naked in public, you know. But when you cold,
it's not recommended.
A couple layers, some boots, and you'll be all good.
Yeah, get yourself nice and warm and toasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would much rather be cold than warm.
Oh yeah, jeans and flannel. I mean, he basically spelled out my entire philosophy on weather. Like when you're hot, there's only so much that you could take off. When you're cold, you can always put on another layer. I love wearing my jeans and a flannel. I love the snow. Just keep it coming.
John, have you adjusted the thermostat since it's been constantly cold like this?
I did turn the heat on, yes.
You turn it on finally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I turned it on. It's been a couple of weeks now.
Soft.
It was I think it was the week before Thanksgiving where we finally turned it on and at night the entire house is set at 65. During the day, I crank it all the way up to 67.
Are you already sick of the snow? Are you already sick of the winter? Reminder, it's not even the winter yet. Let's get to Barry in Detroit. Barry, what's up?
What's up, guys? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I love the snow. First of all, I do my little Tokyo drift on the streets by myself. You know, when you turn the corner and I do that. And then I love to buy a perfect pair of boots and I love the shopping that comes with winter. You know, like you get to bundle up, you look all sophisticated. even though I work at Wendy's, you know? So it's like, it's cool. I liked it. I like the snow.
Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah, you. I mean,
if you're, the snow.
Yeah, if you're the first one or the only one on the road, you can have a little fun with it. Do a couple donuts.
It is fun to do those turns where you just a little drifting. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Good day for Wendy's chili.
Yeah. Right?
Yes, it would be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A big order of French fries. Dip it in there.
No such thing as bad weather, guys. Just bad clothes. Love the winter. Love the snow. Love the wind in my face. Makes you feel alive. So much to do. Get outside, people.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle up. It's not going anywhere. We're going to be dealing with this for months. So.
Oh, yeah. And Farmer's Almanac says this one's going to be if you don't like snow, it's going to be a long one for you.
Let's get to the phones. Adam in
Detroit.
You're on 97.1.
You guys are killing me with the Detroit stuff. That's
unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I thought it was one of you guys at first, and I was like, oh, it's the guy from a live recording. Anyway, hey, this snow, man. Listen, we have winter every year. We have snow every year. And you drive with the folks that, you know, probably were born and raised here their entire lives. You get a few inches of snow, it's like they forget how to drive in it.
Yep.
Even though they've driven in it every single year. I just drove past two spun-out cars going up 275 north on the 696 east. Roads actually aren't, like, horrendous. It's just a little slush. People driving slow. But I'm all for the cold. I can deal with that. But, man, the snow's for the birds. I can't. My father worked for Wayne County Road Commission for 30 years. Used to drive the trucks, you know, right, to plow and salt.
Mm-hmm.
Worked his way up, retired as a department manager after 30 years. So I know, like, the amount of salt we'll have, you know, the city and the county has cut back on cleaning the roads up. You know, they outsource it. So over the last decade, probably even more than that, the roads haven't been how they used to be during this time when we get snowfall. So anyway, everybody drive safe. Go Lions. And that's it.
All right. Hey, thanks, Adam.
Yeah. Couple more of the responses we got from people today. Snow is terrible. I'm a mailman. The rain snow mixed with wind is the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, it changes the equation if you have to work in it all day long.
White fluffy snow is okay. This crap today is not. Bring on the banana hammock season, Bill in Plymouth.
Yeah. When you describe it like that, it's a little bit cringy.
Why would you want snow for Christmas? There certainly wasn't snow at the first Christmas. Okay, but it's...
Snow on Christmas
is
synonymous.
Magical. Come on.
Okay, there might not have been snow on the first Christmas where Jesus was born, but somewhere in the world...
There was snow.
I mean, maybe the wise men had to trench through it, over the mountains and through the woods and the baby's cradle they ran.
So it doesn't snow in Bethlehem?
I don't know the answer to that question.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
I wonder if AI will tell me.
Yes. This one says, hey, John, it's Tony, big fan. Let's go ice fishing, man. I've never been. Where do I start?
Oh, man. Hey, wherever, all you need. Now, this wet, heavy snow changes the equation because as soon as it falls on a lake with a couple inch of ice, now you get slush. This is where it becomes a little bit sketchy. So if it's just ice, all you need is 2 inches of ice. The more the merrier, but all you need is 2 inches to be able to walk on. So that's where you start.
Johnson. It does snow in Bethlehem, by the way.
Does it?
Yes.
What
it's
time
rare.
Of year? Oh, it's rare.
Now you're asking me questions I didn't get to.
Maybe a Christmas miracle.
Did that happen in year zero? Was that a rare occasion?
I don't believe so.
That was before meteorological records.
White Christmases are overrated. This is ridiculous.
What? No, they're not overrated. No.
Says Cookies, I disagree. We don't get four seasons anymore. Spring begins March 20th. Sometimes end of April. It's snowing still. Nick in Farmington.
Well, you just need to embrace winter sports.
Yes.
And find something you enjoy to do in the snow.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun things to do in the snow. I mean, and here's the thing about a white Christmas is, you know, okay, if you're going to go full, you know, Hallmark mm-hmm. holiday of being able to have the snow falling, a fire in a fireplace, the family all around, like, okay, we're going full Norman Rockwell on that one.